Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
One figure that is absolutely sure is a figure from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council today. They say that Ireland's infrastructure, key infrastructure now, is lagging 25% behind that of high-income European economies. That's according to IFAC. In a new report, the spending watchdog said housing and health and transport and electricity all require investment. And they estimated 68,500 homes a year need to be built to catch up and meet a growing population. Well, for reaction to the Council's report, I'm joined by Hubert Fitzpatrick, who's Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, and by Seamus Hoyne, who's Dean of Flexible and Work-Based Learning at the Technological University of Shannon. You're both very welcome to the programme. Can I come to you, Hubert, first of all, on the Fiscal Advisory Council's figure that we need to meet demand and meet the growing population in Ireland? We need about 68,500 homes a year over a decade. Is that about right?
Good evening, Cormac. Certainly, yes. I mean, the CIF made its submission to the National Planning for a couple of months ago, and it called for 60,000 homes to be provided on an annual basis. So we're currently waiting on the population projections now from government associated with the National Planning Framework, and are looking forward to the population designations to take right around the country.
Okay, can I ask this you this,
and I hope the line county and city development.
I hope the line holds. It's a little bit ropey. Can I ask you this, though? And it's a point that the IFAC make in their report today. They say that last year, housing completions were at 32,600. So we're talking about a doubling of homes output. Can you do it? Can your sector do it?
If you can do it, the big concern is the availability of service.
I'll come back to you, Hubert. We'll try and get a better line there. But I'm joined as well, as I say, by Seamus Hoyne, Dean of Flexible and Work-Based Learning. If we are to achieve it, at the Technological University of Shannon, I should have said, if we are to do it, Seamus Hoyne, we need a lot more workers, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely, Cormac. I suppose the IFAC's report indicates an additional 80,000. We would have led other research that would have indicated a higher number of about 120,000. That's to meet both new housing demand and retrofitting and renewable energy deployment across the country.
That's
a big challenge. I suppose we've had a significant dip during the economic crisis, where a lot of our construction workers left. Our engineers, our architects, our quantity surveyors, they are coming back. We need to attract more of them back, but also we've had huge investment in our apprenticeship structures, for example, in Tuse and in other technological universities and further education. We will have doubled in Tuse our apprenticeship numbers in the last number of years. We also have, I suppose, a need to try and attract more women into the sector. Mm-hmm. And that's a particular focus, and potentially reskilling people to move from other areas that we're seeing decreasing in employment into the construction sector. So there's no magic silver bullet, unfortunately, Cormac. It's a whole range of measures.
Yeah, I'll go back to Hubert for a second, Seamus. Seamus led research. IFAC is saying, Hubert, that we need about 80,000 workers or so. Seamus says it might be in the order of 120,000 workers. And my question is, where will they come from?
Well, we must look at the scale of activity has to be ramped up, and with increased scale, we will achieve greater efficiencies. We actually need to entice a lot more young people into the construction industry. We need to promote careers in construction. There are very, very good careers to be had for people entering the industry. And we must also look at bringing people into the country, you know, in order to carry out this construction work. We have a severe shortage of infrastructure in the country. And it's critical that the industry itself can see a sustainable pipeline of projects that are going to come to tender stage.
Yeah, but the problem here is you're talking future tense. This needs to happen now. For anyone in a box room to have any hope, we're at the end of 2024. When will all of that future tense aspiration start to come to fruition?
We identified infrastructure as being a critical bottleneck for the industry in our budget submission to government this year. Thankfully, the government allocated €3 billion extra towards infrastructure. That was through water services, transport, and energy. The planning for those projects has to proceed with haste at the moment. It is going to take time to go through that planning process. Mm-hmm. But if we see the pipeline, the steady pipeline, that these projects are going to come to fruition to tender stage for next year and the year after, the industry will ramp up and it will secure the workforce in order to live without those
but
projects.
But to entice workforce, and we'll move on from workforce in just a second, to entice 80,000 workers to the country or 40,000 more, let's say, you'd have to pay them a lot more because there are other economies, other countries in Europe who have a housing need as well. So to get them to up sticks and move to Ireland, you'd have to pay more, wouldn't you?
No, the industry is an attractive industry for people to work in. And it has been very, very successful in attracting workers from countries as far as South Africa and elsewhere throughout Europe. So it is going to work. The key here is, have we got a steady pipeline of projects that people are going to know that there's employment there for a number of years? And we are in a lucky situation that we have a growing population. We have a requirement for a lot of investment in construction. And there are good career opportunities for people to take it up. Mm. And we need to encourage young people leaving school to take on a career in construction, study at college or take on a craft trade.
The problem here, Seamus Hoyne, is if you reskill people from retrofitting to more general construction work or from commercial to residential, well, then the other sectors fall off, don't they?
Well, I suppose the balance of skills are similar. So typically what we have found in our research is that our construction workers and our engineers or architects have all of the core skills and knowledge. We're adding on additional specific knowledge. So in retrofitting, we might be tackling heat pumps in particular, or we might be tackling PV. In large scale new build, we're making sure that the construction workers, engineers are able to meet all of the new building regulations. So I suppose backing up what Hubert is saying, like, we have a very competitive sector that is, people are getting jobs in. Many of our engineers our graduates are walking straight into employment with companies in Ireland.
I know, but we're still only outputting 33,000 homes a year. So I suppose here's a question that I have. If I want to buy a house for myself, if I'm in mommy and daddy's box room, Hubert, when is the sector going to build 68,000 homes a year?
The sector will have the capacity to build those homes once the other capacity constraints are addressed within the economy.
When is that?
And that is a steady land.
No, I know what they are. I know what they are. Yeah. But give me a date here. Give me a year. When will the CIF be building 68,000 homes a year?
The biggest challenge facing the industry is the regulatory environment, including planning. Once a builder has got the planning permission for the units, he has the capacity to build it.
Yeah, no, I know all of that. We know planning, we know extra land, service land, we know there are funding issues as well. We know all of that. But in your estimation, when do you think, if we need 68,500 homes a year to meet demand and population growth, when do you think that'll happen?
One is dependent on the other, Cormac. I cannot give a date on it. But what I can say is that if all the other constraints, the services are put on the ground, the lands are zoned for development, there is a planning process which gives certainty that one can secure planning permission at an appropriate time, the industry has the capacity and will go in and build.
Okay, so if you can't give me a date, here's the thing. If you can't give me a date and you're in the sector and you're the most educated man in this conversation, certainly in terms of myself, if I'm in a box room at home, I'm living with crazy prices for the foreseeable future, am I?
This is chicken and egg situation. You cannot build homes unless the services are in place. What I'm saying is that the industry will deliver them, but we need to ensure that the infrastructure and planning constraints are addressed. I might add, there is a significant drop-off in commercial building activity at the moment. We have a lot of resources being transferred from commercial building into residential building. we've had a huge upsurge in commencement activity earlier on this year. We are going to see a substantial growth in house building activity in 2025 because with the commencement notices are all up very significantly. We have a raft of initiatives in place by government that are there to stimulate housing, and they are actually paying dividend. But we need now to address the bigger challenge where our targets are much higher, they have to be met. So let's put the zoning in place. Let's get the water services and the energy and the transport infrastructure in place.
OK, and we'll come to those in just a second. But if, can I come to you, Seamus, on another point that relates to labour as well? We mightn't need as many workers, extra workers, to deliver those targets if we had improved productivity in the construction sector, they say, and if modern construction methods were used. Is that something that makes sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, indeed, the sector is looking at all the productivity opportunities. So modern methods of construction, we're developing a centre for modern methods of construction in Mount Lucas in Offaly at the moment. Many of the industry companies are upskilling and developing new methodologies for applying those technologies. We're indeed leading a big initiative funded through the Higher Education Authority called the Digital Academy for Sustainable Built Environment, where we're pushing out training on use of digital technologies, so building information management, modern methods of construction, use of robotics, use of virtual reality. So all of these types of tools and technologies can help to speed up the production processes, to, I suppose, modernise our approaches to building. We've had a fairly traditional approach to construction methods that have been well trusted and tested in terms of our environment. But okay, Now there are lots of modern materials and systems that are available that can be applied.
Can I go back to Hubert on that then? So you've pointed to government and regulators in terms of holding things up, Hubert. Is this sector guilty of a lack of productivity because of older work methods?
Scale will bring efficiencies, and the industry is engaged very actively in all the offsite manufacturing processes that are currently in place. And as the level of activity picks up, we'll have much more offsite manufacturing activity taking place.
So what level of activity does it need to improve efficiencies?
Well, if we look at efficiencies, about 49% of all new scheme housing is timber frame housing. We've a lot more precast concrete construction taking place. These are all leading to much greater efficiency.
Why not do more of them
within
then?
The industry? But that is coming with scale. And as we gear up the industry to deliver the much higher output, we'll have much greater efficiency achieved on each of these areas.
And is there a reason
the whole
then?
Digital transformation agenda.
Is there a reason that the timber frame housing couldn't be 70% instead of 49%?
Oh, I'm quite confident we'll grow when we've a steady pipeline and surety that these houses are going to be built. At the moment, there is not the opportunity to build 60,000 to 70,000 units a year because we don't have the planning process in place for it. Once that's addressed, I do see this area of activity scaling up very, very significantly.
Okay, there is really quickly another caveat from IFAC. They say beware of a burst of spending on housing. It's better to increase taxes or reallocate spending because of inflation.
We have a population to grow by a million people between now and 2040. We have to accommodate a growing population. We have to maintain the country's competitiveness. We have to continue to attract jobs to this country. If we don't provide the infrastructure now to let that housing be built and to ensure that we can provide the commercial opportunities for job creation, we as an economy are going to lose out big time. So we need
But if house prices inflate anymore, sure they won't be able to afford to buy them.
Volume will sort out pricing.
Okay. Hubert Fitzpatrick of the CIF and Seamus Hoyne of TUS, thank you very much indeed.